7's Summer Breakfast with Andrew Mays and Mark Stevens.
Couple of big games for Melbourne United coming up over the next 5 or 6 days. Very interested in the open air game. Oh, not the open air, the game down at the tennis, which was a great success last year. And Mitch McCarron, one of their best players, joins us on the line now for a bit of a preview of those two and a look back at a good win last week. Mitch, welcome to RSN 927.
Good morning.
First of all, the win last week against Cairns. Tell us about your mindset going into that final term where you're able to reel off 22 points to 9 and come over the top.
Yeah, I think we knew Cairns would play well. They've found some new life towards the end of the season, and they got a massive win over in Perth, which is pretty rare to do. And they came out and played pretty well in the first half, and we kind of just sat there at half time and said, look, we haven't made any shots that we usually make, and they'll eventually fall, but it starts on the defensive end, and I think that's where we really locked in and just created some easy opportunities for ourselves.
How much confidence do you take away from the fact that you're able to come back and have a ripping win?
Yeah, a lot. I think it helps us, stay in the belief that, our defense can win us games, especially late in games. Can you get the big stops to win the game? Trying to outshoot teams in this league is a dangerous game because there's so many talented scorers. So it really does start on that defensive end, and that game, it really showed.
Tell you what, as a supporter, there's nothing better to watch than Casper Ware when he's on fire. What about the shimmy afterwards as well? he's got some moves.
He was feeling good.
He sure was.
He'd been out early with foul trouble, so I know he probably built up a little bit of frustration. I know he's a little bit quiet. And once Cairns started egging him on a little bit from their bench and they were talking just a little bit too much, I think Cass said, all right, I've had enough of this.
He turned it on, that's for sure. You come up against Perth, so an away trip before you head back to Melbourne to play at Melbourne Arena on Wednesday next week during the middle of the Australian Open. A great event, that one. But before we talk about that, Perth on Sunday, they've been pretty inconsistent since their unbelievable start to the year. They've basically flipped it around. I think they're about 2-8 from their last 10 games after being, 11-2 at one stage, which is amazing. So in terms of your preparation for this, is it difficult coming up against a team where there's obviously a big gap in between their best and worst?
I think it would be silly to approach the game differently than we did when we went over there the first time. They're a really good team. They've still got really good players, and I don't believe for a second that club won't turn it around and start playing some really good basketball towards finals time. I think obviously they're going through a bit of a lull. But they're probably thinking, what better time to turn it on with Melbourne coming into town and get a big win for their confidence as well. So, we can't change our mindset to any other game.
The guys went through it last year a little bit, patches of inconsistency heading up to Christmas, and then were able to turn it around. Being outside the squad last year and now into it, is last year being compared to this season at all at this stage?
It is a little bit, but it also isn't. It is a different team. While there are some similar personnel, and you draw from that experience, we have talked about that a lot. We had Craig Bellamy come in last week and talk to us a little bit about that. The fact that, Billy Slater brought up, well, why are we removing all of the things off the wall of our success? It shows that what we do, helps win games if you stick to it. So we've got a little bit of that, but at the same time, it's a different league. Each team is different, and our record isn't the same, so we can't treat it the same way either.
The AO game comes up on Wednesday. You're looking forward to taking part in that?
I can't wait. I got to play in it last year. Actually playing for Cairns at the time. So it'll be more fun this time being at home, and I'm hoping for a big crowd, and yeah, it'll be fun.
Can't wait to see you in action back home here against Illawarra on Wednesday. But before that, good luck against Perth on Sunday. Mitch, all the best.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me this morning.